This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 18th. God's word to you today is time, talent, and treasure. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 2, verses 11 to 12, and it says, "They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." God wants us to be positioned in such a way that we can say, like the wise men, we are seeking Jesus. What happens when you give God your time, your talent, and your treasure? He multiplies it. That's what he does. Let me share a personal testimony with you. During one of our point of contact services a while ago, I decided to sow a seed despite the bills I had to pay. So while I was pondering over what my seed would be, my eyes went to some foreign currency I had kept aside. I considered giving half of it, but I knew I was supposed to give everything. So I put it together because, by God's grace, I had an understanding of what I was doing and I gave it. Even from that day, I got back over 50 times more than what I gave as a seed. Do not get me wrong. I'm not telling you that God is a jackpot or a vending machine. Please do not hear that. If that had not happened to me, he is still God. And I know that I cannot outgive him. It will be somewhere waiting for me in the future, and I'm confident about that. But from the day I gave, and the next, and the next, and then the next, God kept pouring back into me. I thought, why didn't God say I should sell my shoe and give him everything? The key thing is, when God says you should give what is in your hand, it is because he wants to show you what is in his hands. That is what he wants us to do. When you think you are smart or that you can outsmart God, you are cheating yourself. Romans 6 verse 13 says, "Give yourselves completely to God. Every part of you. You want to be tools in the hand of God, to be used for his good purposes." This is taken from the Living Bible. Please give yourselves, not partially, not partly, not some, but every part of you to God. Joseph cooperated. He became a tool in the hands of God, and he was used for God's good pleasure. The shepherds celebrated. They became tools in the hands of God, used for his good pleasure. Mary contemplated. She became a tool in the hands of God, used for his good pleasure. The Magi dedicated. They became tools in the hands of God, used for his good pleasure. Maybe, like Joseph, God wants you to cooperate with him today and stop fighting him. Maybe, like the shepherds, God wants to use you to celebrate, to be free, and let your light shine before men so that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Or maybe, like Mary, he wants you to contemplate. He does not want you to only wonder at his word. He wants you to ponder on his words. He wants you to contemplate, take his word, and digest it. Maybe, like the wise men, he wants you to dedicate your time, your talent, and your treasure to him. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Every power as thou shalt choose.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.